while 98%, less than 1 in 50 articles, included a disclaimer regarding the reliability of the Gaza Health Ministry figures. Fox argued that the international media's reliance on these figures has exacerbated anti-Israel sentiment and contributed to a surge in horrible waves of anti-Semitism globally. The numbers aren't reliable enough to cite, and Hamas's demographics are especially flawed. But the world's media is relying on them, he said, adding that this has stoked outrage, fueled by the perception of widespread civilian deaths. Ambassador Hussam Zomlot, head of the Palestine mission to the United Kingdom, dismissed the report's findings, asserting to the UK's Telegraph that the casualty figures have been corroborated by numerous international organizations and UN agencies, including the WHO World Health Organization. He also cautioned that the true toll could even be higher, as many victims remain trapped beneath rubble. In response to Zomlot's comments, Fox dismissed the reliance on international organizations, saying that all his appeals to authority are worthless, given the report's findings that Hamas deliberately conceals fighter deaths to distort the narrative. You can try and make a moral attack line if you want, but I think it's more immoral not to analyze a war properly and try and load blame onto one side rather than the other, Fox told the Al Jazeera. In a separate report released this week by the Committee for Accuracy in Middle East Reporting and Analysis, CAMRA, the BBC was accused of consistently portraying Palestinian terrorists killed in Gaza as innocent civilians. CAMRA's findings documented more than 30 cases where BBC Arabic reports failed to acknowledge that many of those killed were armed members of groups like Hamas or Palestine Islamic Jihad. Hamas, the Palestinian terror group that ruled Gaza before the war, launched the ongoing conflict with its invasion of and massacre across southern Israel on October 7, 2023. About 1,200 people were killed during the onslaught, and over 200 individuals were kidnapped, taken to the neighboring Palestinian enclave as hostages. Israel responded with a military campaign aimed at freeing the captives and dismantling Hamas's military and governing capabilities. Critics of Israel, including some human rights organizations and foreign governments, have falsely accused Jerusalem of using their war effort to penetrate a genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. Amid the conflict, anti-Semitism has skyrocketed around the world, with anti-Jewish hate crimes and other anti-Semitic incidences reaching record levels in several countries, often fueled by anti-Israel animus. I mean, it's just really, you know, what can I tell you? It's very hard to read this and see this. All right, so, I mean, you probably won't hear it elsewhere, but I think it's important to share that. Also, you know, I think I'll share a little bit of Tehillim from King David. This is Psalm 120, a song of ascents to Hashem. In my distress I called, and he answered me. Hashem, rescue my soul from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. What can he give you, and what can he add to you, O deceitful tongue? You are like the sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of Rotem wood. Woe unto me for my drawn-out sojourn. I dwelt with those who inhabit the tents of Kedar. Long has my soul dwelt with those who hate peace. I am peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Shir Hamalos. Yal Adonai Betzara Sal Li Karasi V'Ya'aneni. Adonai Hatzila Nafshi Misafas Sheker Milashon Rumiya. Ma Yiten Lecha Uma Yosif Lach Lashon Rmiya. Chitzei Gibor Shenunim Im Gachalei Rsamim Oya Li Kigarti Meshech Shakanti Im Ahalei Keder Rabos Sachana La Nafshi Im Shonei Shalom Ani Shalom V'chiyadaber Hema L'milchama. All right, so this is a prayer for the return of the hostages. Over 438 days, I think it's 439 days, 100 still not returned safely home. It's totally untenable. May it be the will of our Father in heaven, who took his nation Israel out of the yoke of Egypt. He should bless and save our brothers and sisters, the hostages, who are held in iron chains. Just announced that this is WMFO Medford, and you're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Strengthen their souls and faith. Protect them from all harm and sickness. Have mercy on his sons and daughters who look for his salvation. Annul all evil and cruel decrees. With his great kindness, he shall seek their redemption and speedily take them from darkness to light and from the abyss of captivity to eternal freedom and return them safely to their families and homes. Please plant brotherhood, peace, and friendship in everyone's hearts. Remove jealousy and baseless hatred and spread over us the shelter of your peace so that we should soon merit to sing before you a new song. Yi ratzon milfanei avinu shebashamayim asher hotzi et es amo Yisrael mitachas sivlos mitzrayim hu yivarech ve'yinsor es achenu ve'ach yosenu hachatufim ha'asurim ve'chavle v'artzel yichazek nafsham ve'emunasam yishmerim mikol Nega, umachale yachmol, albanov, uvenosav, ham tzapim, Yeshua so, yivatel me'alehem, kol gezeros ach zarios. Bechasto hagadol yachish pedusom, v'yetsu mehera ma'afela la'ora umibur, Hashvi lecherus olam, the Yashuv laolam, El Mish vechosehem, the El Batehem, Ana neta achava shalom, the Reus velev kulam, Chaser kina, the sin as chinam, Ufros alenu sukas shalomecha, Veniske, Vikorov lomar lefanecha, Shira chadasha. This time of Hanukkah that comes in the darkest time, we pray that the lights of Hanukkah will somehow open the hearts of people and that we will get some relief from all of the war. Here's Achenu, a prayer for our kinfolk in captivity. Achenu, kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim v'tzara. V'tzara'u v'shivya, ha'om v'dim v'en v'ayom, v'en v'yabasha. Ha'makom yirachem, yirachem aleihem, v'yotziyem mitzara l'vacha, u'me'afela liora. Brothers and sisters, the entire house of Israel remaining in distress and captivity, whether on sea or dry land, may God have compassion on them and bring them from distress to relief, from darkness to light. From oppression to redemption at this moment, speedily and very soon. And let us say Amen. Okay, so. Thank you.
Shir Chadash, Shir is a prophecy from Yerushalayim, the holy city, to the whole world. This is a message from our children to their parents. Days are coming, says God. There'll be a great hunger in the world. But the hunger will not be for bread, and the thirst will not be for water, but to hear the word of God. This is our generation, it's our children. Crying in their sleep, begging when they are awake, waiting, waiting, waiting. Holding out with their last strength to hear the word of God. Hine yamim ba'im ne'um Hashem nishlachti rabba'a Letzorav lalechem ולא צמא למים. הנה ימים באים נאום, השם שלחתי רבעם, לצורב ללחם, ולא צמא למים. Hashem ishlachti rabba'a Ezorav lalechem Lo tzama lamayim
Okay, another message. Let's see. Just quickly, that was Rabbi Shlomo Karbach, my Rebbe. Days are coming. And before that, we heard Chaim David from Anochi Kel, from a CD called Mitzur Devash on Samer Music. Ilana Katz Katz, Running in Peace. It was about the shooting at the race here in Boston. And it featured, among other people, Jesse Williams, Ronnie Earle, and Diane Blue. It's from a CD called I've Got Something to Tell You. And let's see, before that, I don't know if I announced things. Let's see if I did. What have we got here? Yeah, I think I did announce. Okay, so, and here's something to consider. If it's broke, why not try fixing it? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposely manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic device malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So, when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Actually, a couple months back, I was at an event, and a woman there actually was darning socks. I remember growing up that my mom used to do that. And you would have like a form that would fit inside the sock, and then I guess you'd have to have the right threads. But boy, so many of my socks could use that, so I'll have to see if I can figure out a way to get that to happen. All right, so I was just seeing if there was anything more on this possible hostage deal. Let's see what it says. It says claims that Israel and Hamas are nearing an agreement. Those claims don't help the negotiations. This is from the World Israel News staff. Israeli officials with firsthand knowledge of the ongoing talks between Israel and the Hamas terror group poured cold water on widely reported claims that the two sides are nearing a hostage deal. So there are still major issues of contention between the parties. Gaps are still significant. And these are gaps that the negotiation teams can bridge. And that is what they're trying to do now in Qatar. Still a long way to go. So, oh my goodness. Well, I hope that they figure out a way to do it. So, just really so sad that this thing is still going on. Bah. Wow. All right. So, let's see. Nachamu.
Yeah. story. I ain't gonna tell you the lie. saw Albert and I go with a girl named Mally Stein. He's the man when he got gone. Frankie went down to 12th Street to look up through the window high. She saw her Albert there a loving up Alice Fry. He was a man. Pulled out a pistol, pulled out a 44. Gun went off a Rudy toot-toot and Albert fell on the floor. He was a man that he'd done alone. Frankie got down upon her knees, took Albert into her lap, started to hug and kiss him, but there was no bringing him back. He was a man. Give me 1,000 policemen, throw me into a cell. I shot my Albert dead, I know I'm gone. Hell, he was my man, but he done me wrong. Judge said to the jury, plain as plain can be, a woman shot her lover down, it was murder in the second degree. He was a man. As a girl could be, turned her eyes up towards the heavens, said, "Near my gun to thee." He was a man, but he done it wrong. Listen for a moment, lads, and hear me tell my tale. How across the sea from England I was condemned to sail. By the jury found me guilty, then says the judge, says he, over life, Jim Jones, I'm sending you across the stormy sea. But take a trip before you ship to join the Iron Gang. Don't get too gay in Botany Bay, or else you'll surely hang. Or else you'll surely hang, says he. And after that, Jim Jones is high up upon the gallows tree. The crows will pick your bones. Ship was high on the sea when pirates came along, but the soldiers on our convict ship were full 500 strong. Oh, they opened fire and somehow drew that pirate ship away, but I'd rather have joined that pirate ship and gone to Botany Bay. With the storms raging round us and the winds a-blowing gales, I'd rather have drowned in misery than gone to New South Wales. There's no time for mischief, as they say. Remember that, says they. Oh, they'll flog the poacher out of you down there in Botany. night. The irons clanging like for galley slaves. We toil and toil, and when we die, must fill dishonored grave. But it's by and by, I'll slip my chains into the bush, I'll go, and I'll join the brave bush rangers there, Jack Donahue and Co. And some dark night when everything is silent in the town, I'll shoot those tyrants one and all, I'll gun the floggers down. Oh, I'll give the lion a little shock to remember what I say, and they yet regret they've sent him Jones in chains to Botany Bay.
Dem Kopf zu legen, wie gesund kann ein Glücklich sein. A Schuch, a Sack, a Kleid, a Lattes, ein Täschchen, a drei, vier Slottes, wie gesund kann ein Glücklich sein. Die Luft ist frei, für jeden gleich. Die Sonne, sie scheint für jeden einen Arm und reich, reich. Reich, reich, a bissl Fried, a bissl Lachin, a Moment Freund, a Schnäpsel machin, wie gesund kann ein Glücklich sein. Thank you. Gewurr ist, einer meint die ganze Welt. Einer meint das ganze Glück, hey, nur ob ein Geld. Sollen alle suchen, sollen alle kriegen, nur ich trage bei mir. Ich darf das auf Kapur ist, weil das Glück steht bei mein Tier. Oh, bissl Sohn, ein bissl Regen, ruhig Ort in dem Kopf zu legen. Wie gesund, kämen glücklich, wie gesund, kämen glücklich, hab ich gesund.
Okay, so that was Jacob's Ladder. They're going to be performing a concert for Hanukkah over at Keilat Yisrael, and that is on December 28th at 7 o'clock. Kedimas Toros Moshe in Brighton. And the doors open at 6:30, concerts at 7. And they're also going to be doing a party on December 31st at 4 o'clock at Keilat Yisrael in Brookline, a pre-New Year's community Hanukkah celebration. Okay, so food and drinks served at 4, candle lighting ceremony, and music starts at 5. And that's very nice. And also save the date, January 11th at 7:30. Eitan Cantor is the artist in residency concert. He'll be coming in from Denver, Colorado. So that's very nice. Let's see. So I'm going to play something from April Alonso and Joanne Palito, Samba de Soho, and I Feel Free First. Let's see. We heard Karov Hashem from Jacob's Ladder, Two Shackle Swing before that, Abi Gesund, and As Long as You're Healthy, and Gefilte Fish. Bob Dylan before that, two songs, Frankie and Albert, and Jim Jones. And before that, Eitan Katz, Nachemu, Rabbi Shlomo Karbach, Days Are Coming, Chaim David, and Nochi. Okay, that's about it. We're going to just about be out of here. Let's see. I Feel Free. And we'll see you next week. Don't be late.
I feel free. I feel. hugs me like a boa. Walking by the docks where Donga made the samba, in the rhythm of the people from Angola, from Luanda, suffering the